natural vegetation, part 2, wildlife. Wildlife species adapt themselves according to the climatic factors. A particular region will comprise of mainly specific type of animals. For example, dry regions will have animals that can survive without water for long days, such as camels, lizards, scorpions, etc. Now, utility of wildlife as a resource. Animals use us various products such as meat, hide, wool, milk, honey, etc. Insects helps in pollination. Animals are an important part of the food chain in the ecosystem. Now, what is food chain? The herbivores feed on plants, while the omnivore feeds on both plant on other animals or insects. Carnivores feed on herbivores and omnivores. When animal die, other animals such as vultures act like scavengers and feed on dead like stock and clean the environment. Their remains get mixed into the earth and form food for the plants. This completes the cycle. There are various food chains in an ecosystem and many ecosystems in a biome too. Now, degradation of wildlife. Loss of forest cover at an alarming rate is having the main reason for degradation of wildlife. Illegal hunting and poaching for skin, teeth, nails, horns, etc. has rendered many animals into endangered category and have forced many species to the verge of extinction. Climatic changes also altered the number of wildlife species of a specific region. Then, what is the result of degradation of wildlife? A species becomes extinct when the last of their kind dies due to environment changes and human activity. There are many species that do not exist on Earth, for example, pink-headed duck, dodo bird, Indian cheetah. Now, endangered species are also the result for the degradation of wildlife. Endangered species are those plants and wildlife that are so small in number that are becoming extinct. 99% of the endangered species face the risk of extinction because of human activities. For example, Indian rhinos and Ganga River dolphin. Dear students, how we can conserve the wildlife? Acts such as the Wildlife Protection Act 1972 are made to protect various endangered animals such as tiger, lion, black buck, etc. Projects such as Project Tiger and Project Elephant have been undertaken to protect these endangered species in their natural habitat. International conventions such as CITES, Convention of International Trade in Endangered Species of Wild Flora and Fauna have been established to protect various species. Animal products such as pashmina and shadow shawl made of wool from sheep in India and fur of many Arctic animals have been banned. NGOs such as PETA, Prevention of Extreme Treatment to Animals, SPCA, Society for Prevention of Cruelty to Animals, and WWF, World Wild Fund for Nature, are working on these problems. Various wildlife sanctuaries have been set up as protected areas as home to various endangered species. They are set up to protect the extinctions of animals, for example, Madhumalai Wildlife Sanctuary. National parks where wildlife can serve, then natural vegetation are together preserved are also set up in the country, for example, Kaziranga National Park in Assam for Reno. Biosphere reserves refer to large areas where vegetation, wildlife and environment are conserved to preserve the biological diversity. For example, Nanda Devi in Uttarakhand, Silent Valley in the Western Ghats and Sundarbans for mangrove forest and Royal Bengal tiger, etc. Few questions are there for you. What do you mean by endangered species? Give any one example of biosphere reserve. Name any one wildlife sanctuary. That's it from part 2. I hope that you enjoyed. Have a good time, everyone. Thank you.